views expressed by Dr. Joel Wallach and others on the following live paid program represent opinions of the participants only and do not necessarily represent those of the ZBS Radio Network's staff, management, advertisers, or affiliates. If something is said which you find offensive or with which you disagree, the ZBS Radio Network urges you to call the program in order to help us balance comment. This program is meant to present nutritional information only and is in no way meant to replace the advice of your medical doctor.
And now, the superstar of alternative health and purveyor of medical truth, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Hello and welcome to Dead Doctors Don't Lie. This is Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician. And I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative, and a lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. Again, that's toll-free, 1-888-379-2552. Well, you hear me talking all the time about this being an opportunity for those of you who want to begin to take care of yourself, and I would urge you to get a hold of that trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy. Those three books will actually teach you how to deal with over 900 different diseases using vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals, and rare earths, amino acids, fatty acids, herbs, and aromatherapy oils. Now, I bring that up because so many people depend completely upon medical doctors and what they say. And again, if you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you've heard me talk about how we can reduce the risk of certain cancers by supplementing. And this goes to that. The PSA test, the prostate-specific antigen test, has been used for about, I don't know, at least 15 to 20 years, as I can remember. It was actually invented by a urologist guy some years ago. And on his deathbed, he said, well, you know, we really shouldn't be using this test because there's 98% false positives. And I've been saying that forever. That is the treatment. In fact, you know, like Michael Crichton, the guy who wrote Jurassic Park and Coma, and he started the TV series ER. This guy was a medical doctor, right? He died at age 66 from treatment of prostate cancer. Okay, and so two eagerly awaited studies of a total of 250,000 men, a quarter of a million men, have raised new questions and concerns about the risk and benefit of the PSA test. Well. Let's see here. Estimated cases in the U.S. is 186,000 new cases each year. There is 29,000 deaths each year. That's annually, of course. And usually it's a disease that strikes men. The peak age is like 55 to 65. But 85% of men who live into their 80s are going to have prostate cancer, but it's not the prostate cancer that kills them. It's a slow-growing, locally invasive cancer, for the most part, does not go to the lungs, does not go to the brain, does not go to the liver. So it's not a fatal type of cancer. It might go to the bone and can be uncomfortable, but there's things you can do for pain relief. But nobody should die from prostate cancer. I'm going to repeat that. Nobody should die from prostate cancer. It's just not a killer cancer. And it's kind of like a basal cell carcinoma of the skin. Is locally invasive, does never go to the brain, the lungs, or the liver, so it's not a killer type of cancer. Basal carcinoma in the skin, prostate cancer in men. Well, this came out and said, let's see, there is a risk of being falsely diagnosed with prostate cancer by 17%. There's only a 3% risk of dying. Now, they didn't go into how many of them are killed by the treatment, right? Let's see, 75% of men over the age of 50 who have a PSA test are 75% because doctors insist that you get it. Men who over 50 get an annual PSA test are 50%. And like a Jerry Orbach, one of my favorite actors from Law and Order, he died in 2004 of prostate cancer, but I bet it was the cancer treatment. Nelson Mandela, He has been diagnosed with prostate cancer in 2001, along with his buddy Andrew Young, the U.S. ambassador to the UN. And, of course, they're both using a lot of our products. Robert De Niro was diagnosed in 2003. Harry Belafonte was diagnosed in 1996, and he seems to be doing okay. Colin Powell actually was diagnosed, had surgery in 2003. Doesn't take chemotherapy or radiation, does it? Joe Torre, former Yankees manager, had prostate cancer surgery in 1999. And then General Schwarzkopf? He had prostate cancer, and nobody dies from this. So when somebody like a Michael Crichton dies of prostate cancer, it's not really prostate cancer, it's prostate cancer treatment. Kind of like Sidney Craig, husband of Jenny Craig, the billionaire from the weight loss empire. He died at age 76 of what they say is prostate cancer, but he really died of prostate cancer treatment, right? So what does one do? Well, the odds are, if you do nothing after age 60, if you do nothing, you won't die of prostate cancer. That's what Harvard Medical School says. If you're over 60 years of age and you even get diagnosed with it, you do nothing, you won't die of prostate cancer. Just not a killer type of cancer. On the other hand, how do you reduce your risk of these things? Well, we know from big double-blind studies out of the University of Arizona, these were called the gold standard. These were random double-blind studies, showed that if you take 200 micrograms, only one-fifth of a milligram of selenium every day for 7 years, you reduce your risk of prostate cancer by 69%. You reduce your risk of prostate cancer by a similar amount when you supplement with selenium. We've already talked about that as another study. And if you cook your meat medium and medium rare instead of medium well and well done, the odds of you getting prostate cancer is significantly reduced. And so if you take all these other antioxidants, you take your selenium, you take herbs that are very prostate-friendly. Stay away from fried foods, which contains trans fatty acids, depending on the thing you're frying. Could be heterocyclic amines and acrylamides. No fried eggs, no fried potatoes, no fried chicken, no fried fish, no chicken fried steak. Nothing fried. And you supplement with all the known essential nutrients. It has special emphasis on selenium and the herbs that are friendly to the prostate gland. The odds of you getting prostate cancer is significantly reduced. Or if you get prostate cancer, the odds of you dying of prostate cancer are significantly reduced. And so I urge you guys to get a hold of this trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and the Passport to Aromatherapy. Take the Mighty 90, throw in the extra selenium. I take 600 micrograms to 1,000 micrograms a day, 1 milligram a day of selenium. Why would I take less? We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
Hi, Judy DeVilbiss here. Think about tropical sun, tropical wind, tropical breeze. Think about the things that grow very easily there and how good they are. One of those things would be the noni. The noni fruit is just so good for so many things. Now, maybe you can't get to the tropics, and maybe you can't get out underneath the old palm tree, but what you can do is you can call your longevity distributor, and you can actually get some wonderful things called noni goose juice. It's wonderful. It's a great immune system builder. It's good for so many things. Think Noni Goose Juice and give us a call. Do it now because we want you to be a happy camper and think you're on the tropical beach in the nice tropical breeze.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local longevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
Hi everyone, Andy Anderson here. Are you using those handy little bottles of gel that zap germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with all the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Here's what you may not know. Once the alcohol evaporates, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection until you use it again. Pure works to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not rely on alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. Pure Work disinfecting spray is EPA FDA certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B, and C, and a whole host of viruses and bacteria. Mold and fungus, too. It's even safe around children and pets. You'll love the soft feel of Pure Works on your hand. It actually conditions and will not dry your skin. Here's a little peace of mind knowing your hands are still germ-free hours later. Get your hands on Pure Works and get Pure Works on your hands. Stand by. Pull out your paper and pencil for your local number to order Pure Works.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call, toll free, 1-888-379-2552. And if you really want to live to be 100, if you want to do everything you can to live to be 100, and at the same time be chronologically 100, yet be only 40, 50, 60 years of age biologically, so that you're really active and functional and people think you're 60 years old when you're really 100, get a hold of this book out by Dr. Milano and myself, Immortality. Immortality. It tells you everything you need to do step by step. It gives you examples of cultures from around the world who do it all the time without even thinking about it. It's very easy, really. Immortality. Contact your Youngevity associate and ask for that book, Immortality. Okay, Doug, what pearls of wisdom do you have for us?
Well, I thought we'd talk a bit about a research study that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine and done at the University of California by a Dr. Kirsten Bibbins Domingo. And the headline of this Reuters news story is High Heart Failure Rate Seen in Younger U.S. Blacks. Now, although they don't come right out and say it in so many words, they kind of intimate or try to infer that this may be a genetic thing, because at one point during this article they say that in their study, almost 90% of blacks who had high blood pressure, which is a precursor for having heart failure, did not take any kind of treatment, but they also say it was the same for the whites. So basically neither one are treating high blood pressure, and they attribute this to the fact that, you know, most young people don't go to the doctor. If they do go to the doctor, they may not heed the doctor's advice. If they're prescribed medicine, they may or may not take it, and they say there's a lot of unwillingness among young adults to take medicine. And they say that in this study, which actually started in the mid-80s, it involved a little over 5,000 black and white volunteers age 18 to 30, and the study was actually known as Cardia. They say that over two decades, 26 of 27 people in the study who did get heart failure were black. The average onset age was 39, and they say that the lack of health insurance and feeling not to go to the doctor and all, as well as not taking medicines, are some of the things that play into this. In the 10th year of the study, 57% of black volunteers with high blood pressure were not taking medicine, and 19% still had evidence of high blood pressure, even though they said they were taking the medicine. And people developing heart failure, 87% had blood pressure that was untreated or poorly controlled. Earlier studies had concluded that blacks had a rate of heart failure twice as high as whites, and those studies involved people over the age of 55. So they're still trying to intimate to a certain degree that there's some genetic link here as to why blacks would have a higher rate of heart failure.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, of course, many, many interesting studies have been done, and they kept drifting back to this genetic thing where the black community has the rate of heart disease and high blood pressure and diabetes is like 40% higher than that in the white community. The average lifespan of a black man is 62 years old. The average lifespan of a black woman is 65 to 67, depending on whose data you look at. The average the average white man lives to be 70, and the average white woman lives to be 75 to 78, and geneticists want to infer that this is a genetic thing, not much you can do about it. And then there was a wonderful study that was done by Harvard Medical School, Department of Public Health, Dr. Lucien Lepay. I love this guy. He actually looked at longevity in the U.S. county by county and compared it county by county. And to make a long story short, the longest-lived people in America live in the Midwest and the upper Midwest and the upper Plain states. And the shortest-lived people in America live in the old 13 Confederate states in the southeast part of the United States, and they have all equal access to doctors and pharmaceuticals and hospitals and insurance and Medicare and Medicaid, And so it wasn't lack of access, but what it is, the traditional diet of the people in the Midwest and the Upper Plains states is roasted and stewed in soups, and the people in the old Confederate states, the traditional diet is everything is fried. So the people in the old Confederate states are getting lots of trans fatty acids, like lots of free radicals, lots of heterocyclic amines from burnt fats, barbecue, lots of acrylamides from fried and superheated carbohydrates like waffles and pancakes and potatoes. And then, guess what? Turns out that the people in the upper Midwest, because they don't eat fried foods at the level that the people in the old Confederacy do, they live 25 years longer. All you got to do is quit eating fried foods. That's part of the deal in the book, Immortality. Immortality, also the book, Black Gene Lies. You want to get those two books if you're interested. Contact your Youngevity associate today. And we'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
And we do have a few lines open. Call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. It's 6 a.m. Time to get up and face the day. What's that? You slept for 8 hours, but it feels like you only got two?
Need coffee.
Do you find yourself drinking a pot of coffee before getting to work because you just can't seem to wake up?
Where's the filters?
Is your idea of breakfast some donuts and even more coffee to wash it down?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Sounds like what you need to boost your energy levels is the Pig Pack from Youngevity. Each pack contains 2 bottles of Majestic Earth plant-derived minerals, 2 bottles of Ultimate Tangy Tangerine, 1 bottle of EFAs, and 1 bottle of Ultimate Glucogel. You can feed your body every nutrient it needs for about $4.50 a day. And that's not sugarcoating it. Why wake up dragging your feet? Feel better at both ends of the day with Youngevity. To order, call your local Youngevity distributor today.
I am Judy DeVilbiss. Here I am speaking to you again. I just wanted to tell you that recently I started drinking the whey shakes again, the chocolate whey shake. And you need to remember, the whey shake isn't just for losing weight. It's a fantastic place to get your great protein. And if you're trying to gain weight, you can take it along with your meals. And the best part is, if you want to just have a great protein shake, do like I do. Put it over ice, stir it up, and you can sip on it for 20 minutes to an hour. I do it every single day. I absolutely love it. You need to get back to it, too. It's really good for you. And it makes not fat, but it makes muscle after you work out. And you can also mix it up in a blender with an egg, and you have the most incredible health protein shake. Or mix it with a little water, stir it up, and you have a little pudding. And who doesn't like pudding?
For more information or to order, call your Youngevity distributor today. And don't forget to ask about Youngevity home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc's onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And if you want to live to be 100 chronologically and be biologically 40, 50, 60 years of age, get a hold of that book, Immortality, from your Youngevity associate, and let your Youngevity associate teach you how to live longer, live healthier, and live better. That's the book, Immortality. Contact your Youngevity associate today. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to British Columbia, Canada, and Trina, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Trina, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach.
Hi.
I met you and I asked you about my daughter, Jenna,
mm-hmm.
with her Sotalol. Well, she has SBT, and you had me put her on the Ultimate Classic, the FX, OstoFX Plus, and Selenium.
Okay.
And she's doing really great, and I just had to, I wanted to call and let her say hi to you, if that's okay.
Okay.
And tell you what she said, like, after I told her about, see, I've been taking your products for almost 4 years now.
Okay.
And
she was injured?
No, ever since she was born, she's had SVT, which is supraventricular tachycardia.
Okay.
And it makes her heart beat too fast, so she's
okay,
been
okay.
on Sotalol.
I was misinterpreting. I thought you, okay, I thought you said something else. So SVT, SVT.
SVT, sorry.
Okay, go
Anyways,
ahead.
She said to someone, or one of her friends, they came walking into our house, and she's like, have you heard? Dr. Wallach's going to help me get better.
She's
all excited about it.
She's how old?
She's just about 8 in April.
Okay, good. And she is doing better, correct?
Yes, she's doing better. She hasn't had her heart hasn't been beating fast since we've been on this.
Okay.
It was a little bit rocky getting started, kind of hard for her to take it, but now she's actually just chugging it down in two swallows and then taking some water after.
Yeah, well, see, now kids are smarter than adults.
Yeah.
When they know that something's helping them, they want to look forward to a long, healthful life, and they've been uncomfortable, they're concerned, they're afraid, and you do something that's going to help them, they will do, you know, whatever mom and dad want them to do then. So I'm really, really happy you're giving us that feedback so other parents can hear what's going on. So is Jenna there? Can she say hi?
Here she is right here.
Okay. Hi.
Well, hi, Jenna. I hear you're doing very well.
Yep.
Okay, good. So you haven't had that fast heartbeat that makes you feel uncomfortable. You haven't had that since you've been on the products, right?
No, I haven't.
Okay, good girl. All right, so, yeah, well, let's let another month go by, and then we can start doing some exercises, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, do you like sports?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Well, next time I get up to the Northwest, British Columbia is not far away from Seattle and that kind of stuff, so maybe we should get together, you know, your parents and you and me and some of the other people would just love to meet you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, yeah, we'll look forward to meeting you. Okay, Jenna, thank you so much for your testimony. We really appreciate that. All right. It's
bye.
Just yeah, bye-bye. Okay, yeah, it's just so good when kids get the benefit, and they do. They heal so fast. And invariably, these sorts of things are caused by something that's missing. And obviously, Trina's done a good job and making sure that Jenna got everything she needed. And here very quickly, something she's had since she was born for 8 years has gone away in just a short period of time, probably about a month. Wow. Okay, if you have a question about your health, contact your Youngevity associate today. As for that new book out, Immortality. We'll be back after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wallach today, call us on the priority line at 831-685-1080. That's 831-685-1080. Or try our new priority toll-free number at 888-802-1415. Lines open.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc is onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. 831-429-4444. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity.
Calcium. You hear about it every day. It's a mineral the body absorbs to maintain strong and healthy bones. Unfortunately, too many people believe that you can get all the calcium you need by taking pills comprised mainly of ground-up oyster shells. Youngevity steps up with their fantastic line of Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal mineral products like OsteoFX. Each ounce of the great-tasting, highly absorbable OsteoFX contains more than 100% of the recommended daily value of calcium. Plus, with the vitamin and mineral cofactors suspended in the liquid, you'll be giving your body everything it needs to absorb and store one of the most important minerals for bone and joint health, calcium. And at $36.50 a bottle wholesale, you'll keep your bones strong without breaking your bank account. Give your body what it needs to maintain proper bone density. Calcium with OsteoFX from Youngevity. To order, call your Youngevity distributor.
And don't forget to ask how you can become a wholesale buyer for free.
This is the ZBS Radio Network. Network.
Back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And let's see here, Doug, let's go right back to British Columbia, Canada, and Trina, second question.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. Hi. I have psoriasis, and I was taking the OsteoFX and the, what's it called, Tangy Tangerine.
Okay.
But then I went right on to the stuff you had Jenna go on to, mm-hmm. which is the Classic and OsteoFX Plus and Selenium, and my sores, like up in my hairline, have gotten a lot bigger. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering, is that like the psoriasis getting flushed out of my body, or is that
probably not? I didn't hear you say EFAs.
Oh, sorry. I'm taking the EFAs, the EFA Plus as well.
Yeah, you should be taking like three of each twice a day. Yeah, and basically, there's one other piece missing. When you have psoriasis, you have to give up wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. No wheat, no wheat gluten, no barley, rye, and oats. Psoriasis is a disease of malabsorption. And it's almost always, like 99% of the time, it is a reflection of a disease called celiac disease, which people get when they're kids, usually breastfeeding, and you get sensitized to wheat and barley and rye and oat proteins too early in your life, and it causes changes in the small intestine. And if you don't deal with it, over time it becomes what's known as irritable bowel syndrome, where you vary back and forth between constipation and diarrhea, and then if you don't deal with it, it progresses to ulcerative colitis with mucus and blood in the bowel movement, and if you don't deal with it, it progresses to Crohn's disease. So all of those diseases are just a increasing severity of the original disease called celiac disease. Well, one of the things that happens once you get into the irritable bowel syndrome and the ulcerative colitis stages, you start getting symptoms of malabsorption of nutrients. And one of them is very obvious. You see it on the outside. You feel it, you see it, and you're concerned about it because it's a cosmetic thing, is psoriasis. And so if my conjecture is quite correct, You get off of wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats, and switch over to a more oriental diet. Eat rice and buckwheat, which is not wheat. Eat things like squash and sweet potatoes with butter. Eat things like millet and sunflower seeds and stuff like that, but stay away from the wheat, gluten, barley, rye, and oats. And so that means cereals, box cereals, hot cereals, things like oatmeal. Stay away from Pop-Tarts, Pillsbury toasters, strudels, pancakes, and waffles. Stay away from pasta and spaghetti. Stay away from things like bread and hamburger buns and hot dog buns. Stay away from bran muffins. Brands will particularly make things worse because there's lots of glutens in the bran. So you got to stay away from those things and make sure you're taking six or more of the EFAs and six or more of the EFA pluses each day. Stay away from fried foods, margarines, cooking oils. And, again, if this conjecture is correct, usually within 2, 3, 4 weeks you're going to see a dramatic turnaround to where things are going to get better. Sometimes when you're deficient in something and you take on a lot of something else that is easily absorbable, it aggravates or accentuates the deficiencies. And one of them that's very difficult to absorb when you have celiac disease are the good fats, the omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K, because the particles are very big. And sugar gets through this damage in your intestine. Water gets through, thank goodness. B vitamins may or may not get through, but the good fats are just tough, just don't get through. You can actually speed up the process if you take our enzymes called Ultimate Enzymes. What makes them unique? Well, there are several things that are unique about it, but in your case, it's the ox bile, which increases the efficiency of absorption of the good fats, omega-3s, 6s, and 9s, and the fat-soluble vitamins A, D, E, and K. And so, again, I would urge you to get the trilogy of books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and The Passport to Aromatherapy, and go over in each of those three books psoriasis, and you'll be amazed at how much you can do.
Today's environment is inundated with increased pollution from chemicals and toxic emissions. Add to the list the breakdown of the ozone layer, and our bodies find it very difficult to stay healthy. Because of this, it's more important than ever to provide our bodies with all the nutrients needed to fight off the effects of a damaged environment. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is a step in the right direction. Each bottle of Herbal Rainforest is filled with Majestic Earth plant-derived colloidal minerals along with an assortment of 16 popular herbs like echinacea, alfalfa, dandelion root, and ginkgo biloba. And at $25 a bottle wholesale, you can get a pleasant-tasting, highly absorbable liquid supplement that tastes so good you'll be drinking the fruit-flavored Herbal Rainforest right out of the bottle.
Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest is available by calling your Youngevity distributor today.
Balance your everyday nutritional requirements by giving your body what it needs to keep healthy in a polluted world. Majestic Earth Herbal Rainforest
from Youngevity. If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244 right now and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free at 1-888-379-2552. And if you want to live to be 100 in a healthful way, you want to be chronologically 100 or beyond, and yet you want to be biologically 40, 50, 60, get a hold of the book Immortality by Dr. Milan and Dr. Joel Wallach, right? as your longevity associate for immortality, and you'll be glad you got the book. Okay, Doug, we're going right back to BC, Canada, and Trina, third question.
Yes, my husband has suffered from back pain on, I think it was the side that he had his wallet in his pocket forever, driving, and he's been a trucker and a skidder operator. Anyways, now it's always hurting him, and I don't, like, I've rubbed the trauma oil with the CM cream on, and that seems to
give him some relief. Absolutely. How much does he weigh?
He weighs 170 pounds.
How old is your husband?
He's 33.
Okay. All right. Well, let's assume the common stuff here, unless, I mean, has he been to a doctor with this or a chiropractor? Or?
Yes, he's been to lots of chiropractors. And
what'd they say?
They give him some medication, and he takes it for the pain, but...
Chiropractors give him medication for pain?
Well, not... Sorry. The doctors did, and then when he went to the chiropractor, they just kind of crunched him back.
Oh, crunched him a little bit.
But he still has
it
all the time.
But it gradually comes back.
Yeah, it gradually comes back.
So, okay. All right. If there's anything really sinister there, the medical doctors with their x-rays and the chiropractor with their manipulation, they'll find it if it's sinister, I believe. And so let's assume here that this is just simple low back stuff, which starts actually in people in their late 20s, early 30s, and degenerative disc disease, arthritis, bone spurs, all that kind of thing is very common. And so at 170 pounds, what I would do is have your husband take 3 tablespoons a day of the Ultimate Classic. If he's out in a boot, as they say in Canada, and it's a little tough for him to take a dose of the Ultimate Classic at noon, he could take a dose of the Ultimate Classic at breakfast, at dinner, and at bedtime with a glass of water. He could take two ounces of the Osteo FX Plus each day, and so he'll go through a bottle and a half of the Ultimate Classic per month. He'll go through 2 bottles of the Osteo FX Plus per month, because I want him to have 2 ounces of the Osteo FX a day, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. I want him to get 2 of the 240-count bottles of Glucogel, so he could take 15 a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, and again, it should be okay to take the lunch ones because these are just capsules. 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. That's 2 of the 240-count bottles of Glucogel. This is the raw materials to support and promote healthy maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae. Very important here. And then lastly, a large 180-count bottle of the EFAs. That'll allow him to take 3 twice a day. And that one bottle will last him a month. It's important for him to stay away from carbonated drinks, particularly during meals, even the diet ones. Club soda, Perrier water, Pellegrino water. I want him also to stay away from fried foods, anything that either directly or indirectly produces free radicals, which somehow find their way to injured stuff and make it worse. And if he needs some immediate relief, we have the topical CM cream. CM cream can be used topically. And usually within 2 or 3 minutes, you're going to get significant or even total pain relief, which can last anywhere from 5 to 24 hours. And if he likes that, but he doesn't, you know, have the ability to stop and put the cream on himself, in addition to the cream where it's appropriate, he can also use the CM Plus capsules. A guy his size could take 3 of those twice a day, of the CM Plus capsules. Usually it takes about 2 or 3 days for the capsules to kick in. So I like to use both the topical cream, CM cream, and the capsules, CM Plus capsules, for pain relief and anti-inflammatory benefits. And then if you would, Trina, give me a call, say in 2 weeks, and give me a progress report on Jenna, yourself, and your husband. We'd love to hear from you again. And give us, you know, make notes and keep a log, and then you can give me a great report. I mean, you're doing great here, and so I just want to hear from you in 2 weeks with an update. Okay, Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Virginia. And Beverly, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Beverly, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Wallach, thank you so much. We're having such blessings over here from you, and this next one is my most complicated one, and I have 15 points.
Okay.
It's a man in his early 70s. He's between 150 and 180. He didn't tell me that, I'm guessing.
Sure.
And he has osteoarthritis, and he was told in 1965 that a German doctor said he would be on the Motrin for his whole life, and lately he's taken ACP, which he said works the best for him, like the Tylenol. He's now looking into a Dr. Jarvis from a Vermont folk medicine. Number 2, he's got
Dr.
damaged
kidney. Dr. Jarvis, I think, is dead.
Huh?
I know of Dr. Jarvis, a great book, Folk Medicine, but I think he's passed on.
Okay, well, that's what the guy told me. Yeah. He's got damaged kidneys. He says he has permanent damage from the toxicity in the drugs. He has bronchitis. It's very painful, and pneumonia. Feels like big elephants are walking over him at times through the year. Steroids, he's been on for 2 years.
No,
he walks
no
two
heart
blocks.
Problems?
He didn't say he had heart problems.
Yeah, usually when you feel there's an elephant walking on your chest, that means that you usually have heart problems.
Okay. Let me tell you the rest, and then you just
sure.
tell me, and I'll write it. He
okay.
said he walks for two blocks, and he has to sit down. He takes sleeping pills. He has arthritis, and the cartilage is diminishing. He has an osteobioflex that he takes over the counter, and he said something about an apple cider and honey. He had cataract surgery 5 years ago. He says he's concerned. He takes a pain pill every day. He has joint, leg, ankle pain and lots of narcotics, eats plain yogurt, and has an Asian wife who cooks well.
Well, he's a lucky guy.
Okay.
And so yeah, basically what we're going to do here is ask him to, at his body weight, I would have him take, and because of his age, let's have him take an tablespoon of the Ultimate Classic three times a day. A tablespoon at breakfast, a tablespoon at lunch, a tablespoon at dinner. I want him to take 2 ounces a day of the Osteo FX Plus because he keeps, everything he says he's complaining about, bone-to-bone osteoarthritis. He's got pain here, pain there. It's all related to bones and joints. He has kidney failure from maybe medication side effects. That's possible. But again, 3 tablespoons a day, a tablespoon of breakfast, lunch, and dinner of the Ultimate Classic. So he's going to go through a bottle and a half of the Ultimate Classic per month, 2 ounces of OsteoFX Plus, which is going to get him to take one at breakfast, one at dinner. That's 2 quart bottles a month. Then I want him to get 2 of the 240-count bottles of Glucogel capsules so he can take 15 a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner. And again, these are designed to support and promote healthy maintenance and repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, skin, many other connective tissue things. For the kidney stuff, almost always kidney failure is due to plugging of the little arteries, PAD, peripheral artery disease, of the little arteries that take the, quote, dirty blood, unquote, into the filtering units, and they get plugged. And the kidneys don't like that, and they don't function well. And so we have a product called Ultimate Daily Tablets. And I want him to take 1 bottle a month of these tablets. So take 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner. That 1 bottle will last a month. And they're designed to support and promote healthy cardiovascular function. They're designed to support and promote healthy cardiovascular metabolism. They are designed to support and promote healthy blood flow through medium and small blood vessels. That's the Ultimate Daily Tablets. And let's see here. What else did he have? Kidney failure. Cataracts. Well, he needs some antioxidants. I want him to take the large 180-count bottle of the EFAs, so he could take 3 twice a day. And then the selenium, ultimate selenium. I want him to get 2 bottles of selenium so he could take 6 a day, 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner. And then some other antioxidants. If he likes chocolate, he can use the Cocogivity and take a couple ounces of that a day. That'd be 6,000 auric points. Or he could use the Phenomenal. That's 2,200 auric points per ounce. Or he could take one of my new favorites, is Trion, 15,000 auric points per cup. It tastes like coffee because of the yerba mate herbs in it. We'll be back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie after these messages.
You're listening to Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network with your host, Dr. Joel Wallach.
Judy DeVilbiss here. I want to talk to you again about Youngevity products. I know I talk about it all the time, and, you know, I know you're probably tired of hearing it, and I'm sorry. But I'm not sorry to keep reminding you of things you need to do in your life every single day. One of those things would be to take the essential fatty acids. Our body does not make essential fatty acids, and they are very essential to our health. So you must take them. You must supplement with them. Youngevity has a product called EFA Plus. That's EFA Plus. It's the product that I take every single day, and I like the EFA Plus because it has the salmon oil in it. And you know, today is a day of bad trans fats and good fats. This is a good fat. And the minimum that you should take every single day would be 9 grams, which would be 9 capsules, 3 after every single meal.
For more information on this product, call your local Youngevity associate today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Chocoholics, come in and listen to this one. We actually have the Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. If you need to lose 10, 25, 50 pounds or so, and you're a chocoholic, you need to try Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Individually wrapped chocolate chews with cocogen. Cocogen is a natural substance you find in cocoa, and it ramps up your metabolism safely so you burn more calories, dampens your appetite. And I mean, this is a fun way to lose weight. You take one of these chocolate chews 15 minutes before a meal, and you won't be hungry, and you're going to burn more calories. What a way to lose weight. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet. Wow. Chocolate lovers, listen up. The Chocolate Lover's Dream Diet.
For more information on this product or others you've heard about on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program, call your local Youngevity associate today. And don't forget to ask about home-based business opportunities.
If you're interested in Youngevity products, listen up.
You've listened to Dr. Wallach help many people on the Dead Doctors Don't Lie talk radio program. You've also heard dozens of testimonials from people who are so pleased that they have actually recorded commercials. If you are convinced that Doc onto something and want to try these premium quality products for yourself, we can connect you with that distributor if you simply call our special helpline voicemail at 831-429-2244. That's 831-429-2244. Right now, and leave your name and phone number. We'll see to it that the right person calls you back shortly. Remember the phone number, 831-429-2244. Call now and start to feel better. 831-429-2244. Call our special helpline voicemail. That's 831-429-2244.
We're back with Dead Doctors Don't Lie on the ZBS Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity. And Doug, let's go to callers.
Let's head to Pennsylvania, and Marge, you're on with Dr. Wallach.
Hello, Marge, you're on the air.
Hi, Doc.
Hi.
My friend was recently diagnosed with morphea, which is a type of scleroderma that affects only the skin and not the internal organs. She would like to know what she can do to support her body's natural desire to maintain and repair itself.
Okay. Well, scleroderma of any kind, and there's like, I don't know, as you say, 5 or 6 different types, and there's fibromyalgia, and then there's the typical lupus. They're all kind of related. They're all connective tissue diseases. And how old is this person?
She's in her late 30s.
I'm sorry, she's how old?
In her late 30s.
30s, okay. And when did this come on? Or was she born with it, or did this just recently happen?
This is more recent, within just the last few months.
Okay. And is it over her entire body, or is it just a patch here and there, or what?
It's just a patch here and there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, does it involve primarily the trunk or the limbs?
It's on her upper back and perhaps also on her breast.
Okay. Very interesting pattern here. First of all, I want her to change detergents. I want her to double rinse her clothes. All right? We have one called HydroClean or HydroWash, depending on if you want powder or liquid. These are non-toxic. They're septic tank friendly, non-irritating, don't have anything in them that's going to irritate the skin. So I'd recommend the HydroClean, the HydroWash, and definitely, even with them, I would double rinse. I would have her use only cotton undergarments, whether it's T-shirts or bras or anything like that, or even like blouses. She should use cotton garments or silk. Stay away from polyester or anything with chemicals in it. Then, what does she weigh, you think?
I'm going to say approximately 250 pounds.
Okay, and how tall is she?
Probably about 5'3".
Okay, so she's a big girl. So, what I would do, and this goes by body weight, and we'll reduce this as she loses weight. I want her to take 2 ounces of the Ultimate Classic a day, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. I want her to take 2 ounces of the minerals a day, an ounce at breakfast, an ounce at dinner. I want her to take 2 ounces of the Osteo FX Plus a day, an ounce of breakfast, an ounce of dinner. So it's going to take 2 quarts of each of those per month. I want her to get a large 180-count bottle of EFAs. You'll make it 3s, 6s, and 9s in optimal ratios. I'd have her take 3 of those at breakfast, 3 at dinner, so that one bottle will last a month. I'd have her get 2 of the 240-count bottles of Glucogel. These are the capsules are designed to support, promote healthy maintenance, repair of cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, which includes the skin, is mostly connective tissue. Collagen, chondroitin sulfate, glucosamine sulfate are the basic tissues of the skin or basic substances in the skin. And I'd have her take 5 of these Glucogel capsules 3 times a day, 5 at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And then I would have her get what we call hair, skin, and nails, a fabulous product, hair, skin, and nails. And I would have her take 6 of those a day, 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner. I'd also have her get Ocean's Gold, which is really weird stuff from sea vegetables, seaweed, algae, and so forth. And I would have her take 6 of those tablets. Those are dry tablets. 6 a day, 2 at breakfast, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner, or 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner, however she gets 6. And then I want her to take 3 of the true chocolates 15 to 30 minutes before each meal with 2 8-ounce glasses of ice water. And if you would, call me, say, every 2 weeks, give me a progress report on her weight. I want a progress report on her skin. I want a progress report on her energy. I want her to give up all fried foods, margarines, cooking oils, meat cooked well, done, burnt animal fats. I want her to give up all cereals, including box cereals, dry cereals, hot cereals, instant cereals, oatmeal, no Pop-Tarts, Pillsbury toasters, cereals, pancakes, waffles, absolutely no spaghetti or pasta, anything like that. Ever give up deli meats and processed meats. And then no cruciferous vegetables, no cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. Call me every 2 weeks with her weight and her skin condition, all that kind of stuff. We'll get her through this. Don't forget the true chocolate, 15 minutes before each meal with 2 glasses of ice water. Thank you, everybody. Great questions and testimonies today. Thank you, Jenna, for your great testimony about your heart. Thank you so much, Doug and Rick. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops, and God bless America.
Dead Doctors Don't Lie, the talk radio program, is a copyrighted production of the ZBS Radio Network. Broadcast of all or part of this program by any station without a valid license from ZBS Radio Associates will result in civil liability for and criminal prosecution of that station under applicable United States federal copyright laws. Broadcast licenses may be obtained by calling the ZBS Radio Network at 831-477-1999.